Filming begins in Boston next week on a feature film about the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. The movie, titled Patriots Day, will star Boston native Mark Wahlberg. It's already controversial because some don't want the deadly drama playing out again in their backyards. Others rushed for a chance to be part of the story on screen. NPR's Tobias Smith reports.
To many who lived it, it was the worst day of their lives. So when Hollywood came calling for folks willing to relive it as $10 an hour extras, even the movie folks were surprised.
I think I've never seen a line this long, ever.
Grace Gallant from Boston Casting was literally out of breath collecting buckets of resumes and headshots from thousands of movie star wannabes, hamming it up.
The girls are alive.
I want to be a part of this. I don't care how small the part is.
I'm out here to see how far my acting career can go.
All the way down, we need to move this line.
A motley crew of Joe Sixpacks in Red Sox t-shirts lined up with buff marathon runners in their official bibs and brawny officers and firefighters in their uniforms.
That's not a costume.
No, it's not. My entire family's on Boston Fire. So it would be an honor to be a fireman in the movie.
And you're highly qualified because you've got the accent down.
Yeah, I do.
No need to fake that.
No, I don't.
Natalie Foley says she's hoping the movie doesn't sensationalize or exploit the tragedy. John Herring, who was working for the state police in Watertown the day the Tsarnaevs were caught, says he's concerned the movie will dwell on the bombers rather than those who risked their lives to capture them.
That's my only qualm. I want to make sure they can do it right. And it shows our strength, our courage, resilience.
The movie's director, Peter Berg, says that's exactly his intent.
These are the people that we're making the film for. And the pressure we feel to honor these people is what fuels us.
But Berg says it's also important to convey the evil of the attack.
We have the ability to reach 50 million people and remind them of the horrors of this tragedy and encourage people to look at what type of demented minds cause such crimes so that they can at least be alert to that.
Among those with a keen interest in the movie is Jeff Pugliese, whose father, Sergeant Jeff Pugliese, got in a one-on-one firefight with Tsarnaev. Pugliese, the son, says he expects the film to take some artistic liberties.
You know, it's Hollywood. They're going to have to make it fun to watch. You know, it's a movie. It's not a documentary.
Sergeant Pugliese, who will be played by J.K. Simmons, was the one who tackled Tamerlan Tsarnaev to the ground and then risked his life to try and save Tamerlan from being run over by his brother.
He was put in extraordinary circumstances, and he behaved extraordinarily. And as a result, nobody died during the firefight, except for some scumbag who deserved it.
Pugliese, the son, really wants a part in the film, though he says it would be hard to be in some scenes, like the shootout.
It gives me like butterflies and goosebumps and everything. Kind of makes me uneasy, but
suspect in custody.
You know, it's everything together that makes us who we are now, so I don't want to forget anything about that.
For others, however, the movie is too much too soon.
I'm like, that is going to be tough. Kind of, in a way, reliving it all.
Watertown resident Maria Van Ren was woken by the firefight near her house and still jumps when she hears sirens. So when the movie wanted to film the shootout in the same spot with simulated explosions and gunshots at midnight, she was one of several in the neighborhood who balked.
For me, it was just, there's no way they can do this, because I'm thinking to myself, that's going to stir things up all over again.
Ultimately, the movie makers relented and will film the shootout on a set. Berg says a few survivors and victims' families have asked not to be portrayed in the movie, but he says most support the film, even if it may sting.
For me, it's going to trigger a lot of PTSD.
But, says survivor Lynn Julian, even a movie about the terrorist attack that could have killed her can be a net positive.
We don't ever want people to forget that we were Boston Strong and that we took care of each other. It's not how you fall down, it's how you get back up.
Before Patriots Day comes out in December, survivors and first responders will get a private screening. Director Peter Berg says when the lights come up and he looks them in the eye, he'll know immediately if he got it right. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.